Kali Triu. So we're going back to this Gemara Kedushin. The Kedushin Mitzvah Voice to Yishen Mitzvah Voice. Now, the Yishen Mitzvah Voice is offering the Divas away. Even though he doesn't have to do this at all, totally, in his own volition, voluntarily, out of the goodness of his heart, that's the Divas away. Right? The Divas away is a wonderful thing. So why is not doing it because the demon's alive? He has to do it. Right? What is he offering? He's offering that this is very important to him because he can't walk away from it. So he's going to do it with a seriousness. Tosha says, greater than the enemy of silver voice. So we're weighing the two and saying this is more important. So let's understand this. Milas and Nadim, he had two, but we're not saying that's nothing. You know, I'm saying A is better than B because B is worthless. No, B is worth a tremendous amount. Or it says it's right. The Hamayim of Christ, the Rav Regal, they're the child of a Rav Avinu, Shidik and Adiv. Right? He wasn't with Sufa. He came on his own and he found the Kodesh Baruch, etc. Now that is his title. And that's quite a madriga. They need the Torah, the Sajjah of the Sufa. There's a beautiful word. From Shimon Schwab himself. The bracha we say in the morning, Shalom Yosani Goy, Shalom Yosani Omer, Shalom Yosani Yisho. I'll tell you the four words, right? It sounds like this. It says, who do you think of you say Shalom Yosani Goy? It says, the word for Baruch Bear is Hatzal. Baruch Bear said, so you think about the Polish peasant, it's like the lowest of the low. He says, you know, Bershon, thank you that I'm not the Polish peasant. That's a shame because we're a book. He says, you think President Roosevelt, who's greater than President Roosevelt? Bershon Schleswig, that's what the Baruch Bear said. Bershon Schleswig says, you think Noyat. Now, what's that? Nobody's a fool to think that you're a bigger son than Noyat. Shusella, Chanoich was a goy. Chanoich became a malach alakim. You're not become a malach alakim. So what's your grace of Sheva Shloya Sani goy? Because he didn't have Torah Mitzvah tonight. You say Shloya Sani Yisho, who do you have in mind? You have in mind Sori Meir. Now, are you thinking of better than Sori Meir? Chas v'shalom. But you have something that she doesn't have. You have mitzvahs that she doesn't have. Right? So you pick Sarshnir, they say Shlosh Anish. I can guarantee you that Sarshnir has more Alam Haber than you. That's not the point. But she wasn't a Tzuvah and sits as an I am. She wasn't a Tzuvah and sits as an I am. So that Nakura I have over her. That's what I'm saying, Shlosh Anish. That's what Shimon Shlosh Anish. It's a call to the Lord. So, Avraham Avinu lived in a world of the divas. There was no tzibur. And now, let's say for argument's sake, let's get it straight, right? That the divas is better. So the Roshim, as it were, like sort of like really was not, you know, in some way wasn't nice to us. Before I could do what the Torah and the divas, now I'm stuck. So I lost an opportunity. That's not true. What the Gemara is telling me is that B'shaz is sitting out the Torah, that the Bershom added the Milo with some voice, which wasn't here until then. Okay. There's a madriga that a tzuv voice can get to which you couldn't get without. Ulam, ma'al makar mashal hanadivas b'sayf elam mitzvahs. It doesn't mean that there isn't an element of the divas and mitzvahs. So what is that? So Rav Volman, the divas aleim shal mitzvah v'oisa he has simcha shal mitzvah. Right. the mitzvah of oisa does it al apay bal chamosai, being dragged into it. And the person who says, "I'm so happy that I'm a mitzvah of oisa and I want to do this," where do you see the difference? The simcha that he has in the mitzvah. So yes, the ma'ala mitzvah of oisa is the kavod roish, which comes with, like you said. It's very serious then, because he doesn't. This is what he must do. It's important. But the fact that with that he feels a God of the simcha, that's the statement that I want to do this. I'm doing it because I want to give. Whatever you do which is good, you're going to ask God. Everything you do is somewhat connected to one of the mitzvahs. There's a Sefer Malos HaTorah. That's also written by the Gra's brother. Rabbi Avraham Avraham Achia Gra. Yeah. So you learned something new tonight. When the grand had a brother. You know that? Right? So, we're coming to it. Second Kiddush. The name of Sefer is Malos HaTorah. Third Kiddush. And the next Kiddush is that he quotes his brother sometimes in the Sefer. That's not the Kiddush, right? So he quotes over there from the Gra that, look at the Gra over there, Malcolm. The Gra says that Moshe received Torah mitzvah. The Gra says Cheshvan. Came along, Yeshaya. Came along, David. He had been in a Yerala. Came along, Yeshaya. He had been in Al-Sheish. So he had been in Al-Sheish. There's only six mitzvahs. Of course, there's six mitzvahs for kiddush. What was he saying? There are six primary elements of mitzvahs, and the other ones are protein. So look at the Gra, the same thing that's true on David Melch's 11, and Yeshaya is 6, etc., etc. It's also true on Moshe Rabbeinu's 613. Was that 613 mitzvahs? There's thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. There's 613 basic categories, and everything else in some way fits into one of those categories. The bad stuff, every time you're doing something good, in some way you're connected to one of the mitzvahs. Well, you become all the mitzvahs, so whatever you want to do, you got to do. Right? So, whatever I'm doing, Be'etzim is connected to Be'etzim. I mean, Be'etzim is something I must do. B'cholzois, Kach HaYozma, Ve'echus HaSiyah, Tzuyas Bottom. The intensity, the interest of the forward propelling motion, that's Yuzma. Right? How you do it and how much intensity you're putting to move the thing forward, that's up to the person. You have the choice to do it in a beautiful way or to be Yoitza. Okay, now I'm not sure what he's saying. The current, I would have assumed this is two different points. Point number one is, right, how much intensity, how much interest, how much care, how much concern. Right, am I doing it in the minimalistic way? I'm doing it in the preferred way. That's one element of what a person is bringing in. So that's a form of the deepest of life. There's a second mitzvah, which will many times accompany the first. Are you happy to do it or not? So I can give you a scenario of a person who has, you know, tremendous fear. So he'll do it perfectly because he's scared not to do it perfectly. But there's no simcha there. Right? So the fact that the I'm telling you that there's one way to, I can express the divas. You know what? I want to do it the right way. I'm not selling half priest standards, that's the point. I want it the right way. My mama made a gazok, my tata gazok, do something, do it the right way. Okay, so do it for Gadosh Baruch also the right way. Do it for my friends, do it for Sukkot and Solait, as the saying goes, right? Good Yiddish phrase. To God and to man.
Something else new.
What?
Something else new.
Right. He sent the title to together. He says Simcha would be incorrect to look at Simcha in a mitzvah. It's just the emotion. I'm so happy that I'm doing this. If that's not expressed in care and concern and interest, somebody's not really so happy. And when I do it carefully, etc., with that energy that is indicative of the fact that I'm happy to be here. So he ties the two together, and I think it's a chiddush. That's what he sees. So let's go back a second. He said that the Nakuda of Mitzvah Gois is Kavod Rosh, which he said before means Bahachnoa. So those emotions sound very like intense and depressing. Kavod Rosh. It's our society. It's yeah. We could picture, imagine that you have a person who's a servant, a slave, he must do what the master says, but there are slaves who the master is nice enough to them that they love their master, and they're, when they do what the master says, they're going to do it in the most possible way because they're happy to do it. So they're acting as slaves. They feel the pressure. They feel the responsibility. They know they have no choice. But at the same time, he's happy to do it, and he wants to do it, and he wants to do it in the best way which he could. So Avdus, the state of Avdus is not a steer, it's a simple. Feeling that it's pressured and I must do it doesn't ultimately mean that I'm going to be unhappy about it. I guess a more crude, so I just won the lottery, let's say, and I just won the auction. The auction is 10 minutes in Tiffany's vault. Whatever you want. 10 minutes. There's a lot of pressure there. Oh, whether it's self-generated, but it's not a steer at all. It's simple. Because, like he said, hey, you know, he's pulling diamonds off the shelf. I mean, yeah, he's like he's sweating bullets by the time he's finished. He's working hard. He's kishka's out. But he's happy. So I don't have a choice not to do mitzvahs. But the mice, when I do mitzvahs, I'm so happy to do mitzvahs. If we would understand the value of a mitzvah, that any mitzvah that you do is 10 times more valuable, 100 times more valuable, 1 million times more valuable than the diamonds of Tiffany's. Because betzim, the diamonds of Tiffany's are totally valueless. That's a different issue. Diamonds have no value. They only have a value because people make them have a value. Like food has a value, betzim. Food is much more valuable than a diamond. they, you know, in Sibir, the people who came to Sibir, they mined gold. That was one thing they did in certain areas. They were mining gold. They had no guards watching them. They're putting stuff in their pockets. So like everybody, all the Romans, everybody was laughing at them. Why are you laughing? It's gold. Gold dust, essentially. Like after 5 days, they realized, what do you do with it? You're starving. You want food. She goes, I'll give you gold. I said, what do I do with gold? I can't eat gold. So gold was worthless. It was dust. It's the same thing as dust on earth. The most valuable thing on earth is food. Right? So I understand the value of a mitzvah. So I would picture right now, as I'm doing this mitzvah, I see my celestial bank account, also cha-ching, right? So I would feel the responsibility to do it. I'd still be happy to do it. If Reuven knew the Torah is going to record the story that he saved Yosef, he would have carried Yosef back on his shoulders, all the way back to his father. They gave her 6 parched barley corns. Not very impressive. Whatever that means. He would have given her fattened calves to eat. Now, to read it just simply, Rabbi Elimeir Zatzal said, simply, it doesn't make any sense. To say, listen, if Reuven knew the newspaper reporter was watching and he's going to record the story in the newspaper, he would have done a better outfit. If Reuven knew the person was going to say, she said, like, what's the point of the, right? Okay. Second of all, the Medrash says that this over here is Leif Samea. We would have said this is Leif Sholem. Right. It says, Nishu Leif Sameach. So Rabbi Meir Zatzal said, if Reuven, you know, there's brothers having, let's say for argument's sake, literally, right, that the Shvatim and Yosef had many, many interactions. The Torah records 3 of them. Right, he tells them the chaloyim. He tells them this, and he comes to the brothers. Right, and then that they never spoke to each other. Other than that, it's not true. They did. Right, the Torah, for whatever reason, recorded these 3 interactions. Okay, so now Reuven meets this whole story. Right? He doesn't know that this is part of Torah. As far as he's concerned, this is part of the conversation. It doesn't make it into Torah. If you knew that it's part of Torah, which means that this is part of the, this is an integral part of the Nitzias of Klal Yisrael, he would take it in an altar. He would have. We tell there's a moment of Giyaris, Nabokol, he helps her, he's very nice, etc. Okay. No. This is Poshet. The moments of creating Mashiach in the world, he would take it with a whole level of seriousness. It's different. So the matter says that that's the seriousness is that adds to the simple. The more valuable he realizes what he's doing, so the more careful he'll be about it, and the more happy he is to do it. If Boaz could be given a window into knowing that this is the moment that he's generating Mashiach, his attitude was like, you know, okay, that's nice. No. He said, wow, I'm getting Mashiach. So the reaction would have been, gotta be very careful. I have to do a beautiful heaven. But I'm so happy I'm doing this. So the two, you know, generate together. That's what he said.